All right. Good morning, everybody. It's a traditional on the night of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah to spend some extra time learning. Some people actually have a whole Seder of Tikkun Leil Hashanah Rabbah, similar to Tikkun Leil Shavuos. I don't know how many people stay up all night, but nevertheless, it's appropriate to learn extra. I apologize in advance. I have a bit of a sore throat, so my voice sounds funny. That's the reason why. What I'll speak about this evening is Zman Simchosenu. Zman Simchosenu. We all know that Sukkis is identified as Zman Simchosenu. It appears in the davening. They say, Vatitan Lana Shalakenu, Be'avos Yom Chagasukos, as Zman Simchosenu. It's the only Yomtif that has that nickname. Sukkis and Shmi Atzeres, Taman and Shmi Atzeres, will continue to say Zman Simchosenu. We stayed in the Kiddush. We said the first two nights in the Kiddush, first two nights of Sukkis, again Shmi Atzeres night and Simchas Torah night, will identify the day as Zman Simchosenu. So I want to try and understand why it is that of all the Yom Tovim, Sukkis is identified by that nickname. Truth is, just for full disclosure, there is one opinion, I spoke about it on the Thursday night show, there is one opinion according to which on the last days of Pesach, you say Zman Simchosenu as well. I would say Zman Chayrusenu on the first days. We don't paschalize that opinion. It doesn't appear in the Din, it doesn't appear in the Sidurim, but for the sake of full disclosure, I want to mention it's not germane to tonight's shir, but just want to bring it up. In any event, why is Sukkis, therefore, the one Yantif that we identify as Zman Simchosenu? Now the truth is, there are two places in the Chumash where the Yom Tov of Sukkos is discussed in some detail. Actually, there are three. The Shalosh Regalim in general appear in a number of places, but very few details are given other than that they exist. But there are three places in the Chumash where the Shalosh Regalim are discussed in greater detail. That's in Parshas Emor. I believe that Pesach, because Pesach has a discussion in Parshas Bo when it first came, when they came out of Mitzrayim. But in Parshas Emor, we have a discussion in the Parshas Modos. That was the lane of the first 2 days of the Sukkos. And we also have in Parshas Pinchas, the maftir for every day of Sukkis and for every day of any time we have Yontif, that's about the Karbanah. So we'll leave that in a picture. There's Parshas Re'eh, which happens to be the laning for Shmi Atzeres this morning. The Shalosh Regalim are discussed in detail. So in the two of those places, we'll leave out Parshas Pinchas, because we really only talk about the Karbanahs. But in Parshas Emor, we find the following, Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Mem. It's a famous Pasuk, mostly because of the first part of the Pasuk. Second part of the Pasuk is less well known. First part of the Pasuk says, Ulekachtem Lochem, Ba'el Marishon, you should take on the first day, Pri Eitz Adar, that's what we call Esrog, Kapos Tmarim, Lulav, Anaf Eitz Avos, that's what we call Hadassim, Marve Nachal Aravos. Right, that's the Pasuk, that is the source for the mitzvah of Arba Minim on the Sukkis. Second half of the pasuk mentions Simcha. It says, "Usmach them lifnei shorokechem shivas yom." So you have, with regards to Sukkis, and associated with the mitzvah of the Arba Minim, a specific tzivui, "Usmach them lifnei shorokechem shivas yom." That's in Parshas Emor. If you take a look when it speaks about Shavuos, when it speaks about Pesach, in that section doesn't mention anything about Simcha. Just by Sukkis, you have this pasuk, "Usmach them lifnei shorokechem shivas yom." In Parshas Re'ei, which I said before is the Haftorah, is the Kriya Torah for Shmi Atzeres, we find again this is in Bamidbar Perek Tezayin. It's in Pasuk Yud Dalet, Tezayin Pasuk Yud Dalet. At the very end of the Seder, the Torah says Chag Sukkos Kaselacha, etc. You have to observe the holiday of Sukkos. Pasuk Yud Dalet, the famous Pasuk, V'samachta B'chagecha, you rejoice on the holiday. Then it says, the song doesn't have all this, but after the Samach B'chayach, it says in the Pasuk, Ato Uvincha, Uvitecha, V'Avdecha, V'Masra, V'Amasecha, V'Haleidu, V'Ager, V'Yosem, Amonu, V'Ashir, B'Sharecha. Next Pasuk, Pesuav, Shivas, Yomim, Tocha, V'Ashir, V'Alokecha, V'Amokom, V'Ashivcha, Hashem, Ki V'Recha, V'Ashir, V'Alokecha, V'Chol, T'Vos, V'Chol, Ma'asirecha. Then it says, V'Yisach, Sameach. So the song goes straight from the Samach B'chagecha to V'Yisach Sameach. But really, that's the beginning and the end of two consecutive psukim. And in the middle, it speaks about who has to be happy, you know, the family, the children, the sons and daughters, etc. And, you know, for 7 days and so on. But there again, you have with regards to sukkahs, two psukim, or two phrases which speak about Simcha, the Samach B'chagecha, V'Yisach Sameach. There, actually, by Shavuos, the previous psukim also mentions Simcha, doesn't mention by Pesach there in Parshas Re'eh, but you see in the Torah itself that with regards to Sukkis, the notion of Simcha seems to be stressed. It appears again, there is some sort of emphasis on Simcha with regards to the Yom Tov of Sukkis. Now, there is a mitzvah that we know, the mitzvah of Simcha's Yom Tov. which applies on all the other Tovim. The mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is not limited to Sukkot. The mitzvah of Simchas Yontif applies on Pesach. The mitzvah of Simchas Yontif applies on Shavuos. What exactly the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is, so that's the subject of a different shiur, in great detail. I mean, perhaps it means having meat and having wine. Maybe it refers only to meat and the korbanos. What's the rice of Izmanas there? The days that Beis HaMikdosh, it meant you had to bring certain special korbanos and eat the meat. They were called shalmei simcha, special korban shalom. Eat the meat. That was the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So what's the status today? Is it the rice of the rabbanon? So that's another discussion, not for tonight's year. But the Gemara is very clear in Pesachim, among other places, in Pesachim Daf Kuf, Tesavon Aleph. The Gemara makes a statement, and again, it's a statement we've heard of, we've studied before. It says, Chayav Adam L'Sameach Bonav Uvnei Veso L'Regel. A person has to bring joy to members of his household, the regel, on every yontif, on every holiday. Why should never have a samach to the chagecha? Now the Gemara is not talking about sukkahs. You see, clearly the Gemara understood that when it says a samach to the chagecha, even though it appears in the Chumash in the paragraph talking about sukkahs, Chazal obviously understood that it applies to the other yom tovim as well. Because the Gemara says any regel, any one of the shalos for going. And how do you do that? The Gemara asks, by members samchum, how do you make people happy? How do you cause this joy? So the Gemara says, B'yayim. Many people enjoy drinking wine. I don't have to like wine too much myself, but many people enjoy drinking wine. That makes people jolly. That's one way to do it. Rabbi Huda Omer, Anoshim B'roi Lehem, B'noshim B'roi Lehem. Men enjoy certain things, women enjoy certain things. Anoshim B'roi Lehem, B'yayim. Most men do enjoy drinking wine. B'noshim B'roi, what about women? Tanar B'yosim B'vavav, B'nei Tzimona, B'ar Tzisov, B'nei Pishtam B'glatzim. New clothes. New clothing. Right, it's true in the days of Gemara, it's probably true, still true today, you know. Women enjoy, man gets a new suit, big deal. Not that exciting, you get a new shirt, so wife comes home, she bought you a new tie. Okay, she's happy about it, you don't care that much. But the women get a new dress, they know that people are different, so they enjoy that very much. So it's a sense, you have to buy, the women should get, new clothing and so on. Then the Gemara says, "Tani b'dim b'ser omer b'zmanche b'smekdosh kayim ein simcha l'babasa." Shnei omer b'zach b'shomer achal b'shomer simach b'neishom l'kachot. The days of the Beis Hamikdash, simcha was expressed through eating of meat, specifically the meat of korbanos. The Gemara quotes a pasuk which has nothing to do with yontif. It says, "B'zach b'shomer achal b'shomer simach b'neishom l'kachot." That's a pasuk with regards to when they set up the mizbeach and Har Grizim and Har Evel. So there it says you have to bring certain korbanos, but it specifically mentions the word simcha b'samachta, and it mentions b'zach b'shomer. So that indicates that the simcha is manifested through eating of meat, and nowadays it says wine. Okay, so as I said, there's a big discussion in the poskim whether that's deraisa today, but not our topic right now. But you see clearly that the obligation as presented in that Gemara is the samachta b'chagecha or the regalim. What about Rosh Hashanah Kippur? That's a further question, also the subject of another shia. Is there a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah Kippurim? It's not so partial. The assumption is it probably is. Obviously, Yom Kippur, it's not going to manifest it through meat or wine. So how exactly do we manifest Simcha on Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah, we can have meat and wine. We do. Okay, we wish each other good Yom Kippur. And both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur break Avelos. So Rachmanos Lam, somebody's sitting Shiva. The Shiva canceled the Avelos on Rosh Yom Kippur, just like it does on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So you see that there is a Chiyuv of Simcha that applies on Rosh Hashanah Kippur as well. Okay, so there's a chiyuv of simcha on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, certainly on the Shal Shugah, not limited to, anyway, to the yomtiv of Sukkot. The Rambam formulates this in the laws of yomtiv, Hilchos Yomtiv, and Parak Vav, and it's worth hearing. Again, I apologize. Through the Chalamo, and other things, I wasn't able to prepare a sheet, but the take my word that I'm reading accurately. The Rambam says in Parak Vav of Hilchos Yomtiv, Halacha Yud Zayim, like a famous Rambam. Shiva Simeha Pesach, all 7 days of Pesach. The Shemona Simeha Chag, all 8 days of Sukkot, including Shemona Teres. We're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Im Shar Yavim Tovim, with all the rest of the Yavim Tovim. That's the Pashas you probably mean. It says the plural, Im Shar Yavim Tovim. That's why many assume the Rambam so holds it, because Rosh Hashanah Kippur, otherwise he would have just said Shavuot, right? Anyway, Im Shar Yavim Tovim, all these days, Kulam Asurim Behesped Vitainis. You can't have any eulogies. Somebody dies on this day. You don't fast on these days. V'chayim adam liyusman sameach v'tov lev. A person should be happy and v'tov lev and in good spirits. Who ubana v'ishto v'nei bana v'chol anil v'molo. The person himself, his children, his wife, the family, anybody who is part of your household. Shenar v'sanach v'chagecha. Again, this pasuk v'sanach v'chagecha. So again, clearly you see that even though the pasuk appears in the context of sukkahs, it's understood by the Gemara, by the Rambam, the Halacha, that applies to all the other tovim. And Alpha Bisha Simcha Murakani Koban Shlomim. And even though technically speaking the Simcha of that pasuk is a reference to eating the meat from the Koban Shlomim, like we saw before in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes, Nonetheless, Kemoshan Rambam Bichos Chagiga, as I explained in Hilchos Chagiga, says the Rambam, Yesh Bichlal Oso Simcha Lismachu Ubarav Reiso Kol Echad Kaloilo. Included in this Chiyah of Simcha, says the Rambam, is that everybody should be happy, whatever makes them happy. It sounds like the Rambam was all in Delaisa. And Halacha Yilches, he goes on. And he says, Ketzer Akanim, little kids, no sin and cloyos, where goes and McDonald's. You give them nuts and sweets, treats, candy, whatever, lollipops, whatever kids like. It makes their yontif happy. Give them sweets, right? For the women should buy new clothes, jewelry, whatever you can afford to buy. And men, Oakland, Boston, the shows, yeah, you have a nice piece of meat, a nice fancy wine. Change simchal of Boston, simchal of yayin. And then he adds, you don't take care of only yourself, it's part of the mitzvah to make sure the needy people in the community are also taken care of. That's also part of the simcha. And anybody who, the Rambam goes on, it's inside, but he says anybody who only takes care of himself and not everybody else, he's always engaging in what the Rambam calls simchas kreso, a joy for his belly. He's just interested in stuffing himself. That's not right. You should see through the others have also. Anyway, you see from the Rambam, based on this on that Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes and other sources, that clearly there is a chiyuv of simcha that applies to all the Yom Tovim, not limited to Sukkos. However, as I said before, when it comes to Sukkos, it's clear that there are other obligations as well, with regards to the inyan of simcha. And so, since we're celebrating Sukkos now, let's take a look a little bit at that. There is a Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, actually a Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis on Beis. The Mishnah there lists the various mitzvahs that apply on Sukkos, and it discusses how many days of Sukkos do these particular mitzvahs apply. Because we know, for example, the first thing mentioned is Lulav. Well, Lulav doesn't apply on Shabbos. We don't have Lulav on Shabbos. And the Arava, we have to announce Hoshana Rabbah. So there's a special mitzvah of the taking of the Arava and so on. So the Mishnah says Lulav, Arava, Shisha, Vishiva. Depends on the year. Whether Shabbos falls in the middle, whether Shabbos at the beginning. Again, we won't go into all the details now. But one of the things it says is Ahalel Vasimcha Shmona. Hallel, saying a full Hallel, and Simcha applies all 8 days of Sukkot, including Shemir Atzeres. As the Mishnah says, that's not the other matter. The Shabbos, the Yom Tov, the Chalamot. We used to say Hallel, and Simcha applies every single day of the holiday. And Rashi comments, what does it mean by Simcha? Hallel is Hallel Simcha. Lechol b'sar shlomim, to eat the meat of the Karbonos. The Kanelon of Pesachim refers to that Gemara Pesachim. Again, this is Mem Beis, Amud Beis in Sukkot. It says, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, Ein Simcha L'Vosah, Shenem HaMizrach, Shlom HaChal Koshom. The Samachta, the Alpha God, the High Crow, Lav Beragolim, Steve, the High Crow, the Hargrizim, our Inul, Steve, Mir Beragolim, Simcha, Steve, the Samachta, the Chagecha. Again, it goes back to the passing of the Samachta, the Chagecha, and we see that with regards to Sukkot, this mitzvah applies as well. A little bit later, in the, that same parak, Adaf Mem Ches Amad Aleph, the Mishnah elaborates, Hahalo la Simcha Shmona Ketzah, what do you mean, Halo and Simcha apply all 8 days? Don't forget about Shmini Atzeres. Tomorrow night, Shmini Atzeres. Mishnah says that the requirement of Hallel and Simcha applies as well on Shmini Atzeres. Now, toward the bottom of the page, the Mishnah now, well, I'll come back to that in a second. This is again the Memches. The Mishnah now brings up something else. And this is what's unique to Sukkot, and this really what gets our discussion kind of rolling here. The Mishnah Daf Nun, we'll skip to the beginning, the next parak, says Hachecholil Hamisha V'Shisha. The Cholil is an instrument, flute. Cholil, now it's the type of a flute. That applies 5 days or 6 days, depending on how Yontif and Shabbos coincide. Do they not coincide? Suspended on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but sometimes the first day of Sukkot is Shabbos, so have one less or one more day depending on the calendar. But what is this cholel? So it says Zeu acholel shebeis hashoeva. This is the instrument. It's a reference to the musical instruments, not just the cholel, but that's one of the instruments that's one cited as the example that played or was used during the beis hashoeva. That's not doches Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now what in the world is this all about? So Rashi comments, Beis HaShoeva, Kol Simcha, this is Nun Aleph Aleph from Sukkot, Kol Sukkot, so Kol Simcha Zu, Eina Ela Bishol Nisu Hamayim, Ken Mefarish, Ushavs Demayim B'Sosom. There was a special Simcha which the Gemara goes on for several pages about, in the fifth parak of Sukkah, that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Yom Tov Sukkah, is known as the Simchas Beis HaShoevim. And the Mishnayos and the Gemara describe in great detail what took place, and it was a very festive occasion, and Rashi commented, and I remember the Rashi, because he said this whole Simcha had to do with Nisuch HaMayim. To explain very simply, there was, and we'll see the mission side shortly, there was a requirement on Sukkot, in addition to offering wine libations, Nisuch HaYayin, which accompanied all the Korban. In fact, we say in the Davin, Minchasam V'Niskeyam Kimedubar, right? There was a Mincha, a flower offering, and a Nesach, a wine offering that accompanied the Korban. On Sukkot, there was also a water offering. And it was a whole ceremony that took place before the actual pouring of the water on Mizbeach, which was done in the morning, as part of the early morning service in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a Sefer called Sefer Mitzvos Hashem, which I brought here, which was published in the late 1800s. And in the back, it basically goes through all of Tayag Mitzvos, it's based on the Rambam, and then the Sefer Chinuch and the Smag, and he summarizes very briefly each mitzvah. And in the back, he has a collection of descriptions of the various different avodas, what took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Shal Shachar, and the Musaf, and Rosh Chodesh, and Musaf, and explains based on the Mishnayos and the Gemaras what took place. The very last thing is Seder Simchas Beis HaShoevim L'Nisuch HaMayim B'Chag, the last page. Seder Simchas Beis HaShoevim L'Nisuch HaMayim B'Chag, with a neat summer, I'm read it inside because it's Kedai to hear. In my home, I read it every night, the second night, every year, the second night of Sukkot, because that's when the Simchas Beis HaShoevim started. I read it at the table, just a brief summary of everything that's in the Mishnayos and the Gemaras, the Rambam and Song. Those people familiar with the Munkach Rebbe in Borough Park, who's a descendant from the Menachos Alonzo of Munkach, when they have the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Rebbe reads this every single night of Chol HaMoed as part of the whole celebration that takes place, which I personally attend every night, so he always reads this. And it says here as follows, Erev Yontov HaRishon, on Erev Yontov, they would set up a special place in the Beis HaMikdash for the men in one area, the women in a different area. They won't mix up. Again, it's all based on Mishnayos and Gemaras. Remember, Eretz Yisrael was only one day of Yom Tov at the beginning of Sukkot. Motzoi Yom Tov Rishon, they would begin to rejoice. And so too, every single day of Chol HaMoed, la'achar she'akrivu tamid ha'erev, after the afternoon carbon. They began this ceremony. What happened? Hachalel Makeh, they play the flute. Umenagdin b'chinoros and avalim and sultan l'chol klei shir. They would play the harps and lyres, all kinds of other instruments. They would play music. Umepeh, they would sing. Umerikudim and dancing. Umesapkin, umetapkin, umefazizin, umecharkin, jumping and clapping and hopping and, you know, all kinds of dancing. It would take place. The Omer Mishiras Mishpachos Hashem Yisbar, and it would say songs and praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Shiras there in a Dochel of Shabbos Yontif, but it would not happen on Shabbos Yontif. Shabbos Chol HaMoed wouldn't do it. Not on Yontif either. Umitzvah laharbos besimchazu. It's a mitzvah to participate and increase this particular simcha. Menorah shozal hayusham. There were golden menorahs there, not like Hanukkah, but a menorah like lamps. But Dalit, Safon, and Zozob, or Hashem, they each held sitting around, or they had like some type of a cup. On top, the Arba, Mepirche, Kehuni, Bidem, Karim, Hashem, Shachov, Chaislog, the four agile young Kohanim would carry these 28 lug things of oil and pour it into these cups, about Tilachol, Seifo. Mibloi, Mechtesei, Kohanim, and them, Ayosim, Psilos, they would make wicks. Out of the worn out big day kahuna, out of the worn out after a while, where their big day kahuna get worn out. So they would make wicks out of the worn out garments. And it says, that's what they would light. It was so bright, these light, and it was high up, there wasn't a courtyard in the whole city of Yerushalayim that didn't have light that was given off by this light in the Beis HaMikdash. And it says, Ni shalo ra simcha zu, lo ra simcha miyama. Anyone who never witnessed a simcha doesn't know what it means to witness a simcha, never saw a simcha. And then it says, Lo hayu osim simcha zu, aida hamerat of kalei adas. The leaders of this celebration were not the common people, the simple people, elachsidim anshei maisa. It was the Talmid Chachamim, the righteous people, anshei maisa. Hayu meraktim bavuko so orbidan. They would dance juggling torches. You know, like somebody see at the chasen, there's always one guy who can, to stop with fire. So he used to do this in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Omrim Shiras Bepeda would sing, the Halavim, the Kleishir, below Mispar, Levim would play musical instruments uncountable, immeasurable. Al Tesvav Malas Hayardim Esol Ezras Mashim. On the famous 15 steps, those of you have been and seen the excavation, you can see where the famous Shira Malas steps, the famous 15 steps, that's what it would stand and be like an orchestra, basically, singing and playing musical instruments. And the Amdu Snake Kohanim Shayan, our Ezra Shal Ezra Snoshim, two Kohanim stood at the upper gate, you know, for the men's section, the women's section, Ushtei Chatzos Oskechem Yedeim, they had two silver trumpets, Korah Gever, when the dawn broke, and you know, it was dawn, the morning arrived, Takul Variva, Takul, they sounded the Chatzotas, Higil, then they started to march down. Higil Amal Asiris, Takul, when they got to the 10th step, again, Tekiah, Truah, Tekiah. Higil Azar, when they got to the lower cart, and again, Takul, Riyah, Takul. Hayu Tokin, Rahochim, Ach, Higil, Shara, they kept blowing these trumpets as everybody marched and marched down to the outer, you know, to the lower gate. This went to eastward. Then they turned around and looked back up to the west. The Omrim Adol Lekai Neinu. We are dedicated to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and our Kadosh Baruch Hu is where we turn our eyes to. Then the sun rose. Higil Shiloah, and they arrived at the Shiloah stream. Again, those who have been, they have now. There's all these tours. You can go into the tunnel, you know, the water tunnel down, you know, right overlooking what the Arab city Suwan, which is Shiloah, I think the same, you know, the same word, the Meshach, you'd see the stream is still there today, it's an underground water source, underground spring, and they have a whole museum there with the 3D movie and the whole thing. It's if you haven't been there, it's Kedai to go very fine. It changes every year because they keep digging more. I go every time I'm there because each time they uncover more stuff there. It's very fascinating trip to take if you haven't done it. Anyway, they went down to the Shiloah. They filled a golden flask with three lugan, and the Higil Shamayim, what's called the water gate again, Taku Bariva Taku, all of a kevish, went back up to the, you know, to his bath, they went up the ramp, and he turned, Hono Smolo, Shaysom Shakes Hosham, Maharbi Shamayim with this, Lassim Bosamayim, to pour the water off, the whole Shimei Meachag, Menaskaramayim, and Mishayayim, Shotamit Shoshacha. And every day of Sukkot, they would pour this water on his bath, together when they also poured the wine, as part of the Tumen Shul Shachar. They mixed up, they poured it separately. The same thing was even on Shabbos, except they would fill it up on Erev Shabbos. They wouldn't have this whole party, this whole procession on Shabbos. Okay? They fill it up from the Shulach Erev Shabbos, and they left it in one of the offices overnight in the Beis HaMikdash. Nishpachon is gal, so what if it spilled by mistake or it somehow was uncovered? Gila, a different problem. Higher amount of here, then they just took water from the regular kior, the regular laver, the rabash, the water station there. Zeu say the nisach hamayim b'chag b'beis hamikdash v'simcha b'beis hashoeva. The above is the nisach hamayim on sukkis in the beis hamikdash and simcha's beis hashoeva. Kemo shenemar ushavtem mayim b'sasol. That's the puzzle. Ushavtem, you draw water b'sasol with rejoicing. Then it says, Yiratsu Shinizko, Simcha Zubna Heramenome. That's the text in this safe, all based on Mishnah and Gemara. So we see from here is that there was a whole ceremony and a whole Simcha to the point that, again, these are language of Mishnah and Gemara and the Rabbah, that whoever didn't see this Simcha doesn't know what it means to participate in Simcha. And this was part of Sukkot. So it's conceivable, it's possible to suggest, at least right now, that perhaps the extra simcha, if you will, of Sukkot relates to this ceremony, what we call it, Zman Simcha Seinu. It relates to this ceremony that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. I said I'd come back to the Mishnah,
It's
a good question. Now, the truth of the matter is, so this relates to Nisuch HaMayim. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Sukkot, Mem Ches HaMalot, says, Nisuch HaMayim Ketzah, Tzolcha Shuzah, Matzekah Shlokha Shulug, Mekari, the whole Mishnah. That's exactly what this text is based on. This Mishnah, the Gemara, and so on and so forth. And it tells the whole story. But the idea of Nisuch HaMayim is part of Torah Shabbat Peh. There is no pasuk anywhere in Chumash that says explicitly that you have to pour water on Mizbeach on Sukkot. There are hints in the Maftah that we're reading now, in the Psukim, and we read a Chalamoid also, you know, it keeps repeating the same idea, right? It keeps saying, Minchasam, Niskaham, Laporim, Loilim, right? Every day of Chalamoid, you're reading the same thing, but there are certain differences. In one place it says, like tentative for the sixth day, and we're going to get tomorrow. So minchasah unsachera, there's an extra yud, and it says for the seventh day kimishpatam, there's an extra mem instead of kimishpat, and earlier it says instead of niskehem with an extra mem, so mem yud mem mayim. So there's some hint that nisach habayim, basically nisach habayim is part of Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay, huh? Yeah, so there was one of the Kohanim Gedolim who didn't believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh, went through this whole ceremony, had a flask of water, but he didn't believe, he thought the whole thing was baloney because not the Torah, it was a tzedoki, and he poured the water onto the floor, and the people were so taken aback that they pelted him with their esrogim, the Gemara says. Imagine as a riot broke out in the Beis HaMikdash, you know, they were offended that he didn't do what he was supposed to do, and you know, ended up badly as it happened. But yeah. So now, the truth is that Nisach HaMayim, therefore, per se, is not not characterized by any great simcha. It's part of Torah Shabbat Peh, it's part of the service of... Now, why that happens on Sukkot, I get the question, why that happens on Sukkot? Well, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah teaches us that Sukkot is the time of year when we're judged regarding rain. Okay, where the Gemara Mishnah says there are different times of the year where we're judged for different things. So Rosh Hashanah, we know we're judged in general. But then other times of the year, we are judged for certain things, and Sukkot, we're judged regarding rain. I mean, that's Hoshanas, a lot of to do with rain tomorrow morning. Hoshana Rabbah, a lot of the Hoshanas the longer Hoshanas they'll be saying, the Tefillahs and so on. I don't mean walking around, but the other Tefillahs, even when we're walking around, there are references to rain also. And then the day after Sukkot, you know, Shmiat Teres, we have two and Geshem, we start saying Mashiach and Geshem. You know, so rain is a theme of Sukkot. It's, you know, it's the beginning of it, or it's close to the rainy season. So that's why the Nisach HaMayim applies on Sukkot. But that's exactly my point. Where does the Simcha come from with regard to this particular ceremony? Okay, that's exactly an excellent question. So it's possible, anyway, that the Gemara is asking that question too. The Gemara asks, Minna Hani Mili. Okay, the only problem is you had a whole long Mishnah, which I summarize, and the Gemara says, Minna Hani Mili. Minna Hani Mili always means, what is the scriptural source for this thing which we just read? Well, which part of what we just read? It's not very clear. It's in Gemara. It's Minna Hani Mili. So Rashi tells us that Minna Hani Mili, the Tokin of Marian, the Shivas Hamayim Shal Nisuch. Rashi says the Gemara wants to know, what is the mukkah for this whole simcha, this whole ceremony of blowing trumpets and everything with Nisuch Hamayim? Nisuch Hamayim is a thing. You know, we don't do it, I mean, it's a mitzvah. But the other mitzvahs we do, we don't have a whole ceremony. We're not singing and dancing and jumping around and blowing trumpets, you know, and associated with other mitzvahs. Rashi understand, that's what the Gemara is asking. But on Anili, the Tokim, Marim, B'Shivas, Hamayim, Shalisa. Where do we see this thing? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ina, Amar Kro, Ushav Demayim, B'Soso. That's the marker, says the Gemara. Since the Pasuk says Yeshayah, now Yeshayah, you know, it's not talking there anything about it. Yeshayah, Perek, and Beza, we'll look it up. Ushav Demayim, B'Soso, Mayra, Yeshua. That Pasuk's not talking about Sukkot, but it's a drasha chazal. Chazal had a drasha mukkah that when you draw water, and that's what they did, they went down to the Shiloh and they drew the water out of the Shiloh spring and brought it back up and poured it in his bath. Since it says Rashab the Mayim Misosom, that's the mukkah for this. So the answer was, you said before, what came first? So according to the simple reading of this Gemara, but not immediately, have a pasuk Rashab the Mayim Misosom. There's a din of Nisuch HaMayim which obviously requires you to draw water. So you're supposed to draw it with Sosom, and so therefore the practice developed. I have a whole simcha with dancing and singing and instruments and everything else. Yeah. The Pasuk is probably really referring more on the spiritual level. You know, we'll do the Kamatan, you know, he's talking about the end of days, huh? Right, okay, right, in the end of days, you know, we'll draw one, but this Gemara, according to what Rashi says, that's what it's referring to. Now, what's interesting is that Tosus has a second interpretation. Tosus says, immediately the token of Rim, Mashiach's mind shall listen, Kach Pirish HaKuntris. Now, before I read the second interpretation, according to that, this celebration could not really explain why we would call Sukkot Zman Simchas Seinu, getting back to your question before. I mean, it could explain it. It could say that since they had this Simcha, which happened to be on Sukkot, so therefore we characterize Sukkot as Zman Simchas Seinu. It leaves us, I think, a little short. Because, you know, again, this was a simcha that they submit. It's kind of indirect. The pasuk was shot that mind is also nothing to do with sukkahs per se. And to put it in, you know, yeshivish terminology, in other words, it's nothing to do with sukkahs per se that we have this simcha. This simcha, the Beis HaMikdash, related to what? The Nisuch HaMayim ceremony. In fact, that's Rashi, Rashi said, On Daf Nun, I read it before, the Dibur Masa Beisa Shoeva, Kol Simchazu, Eino Ela Bishom Nisuch HaMayim, Kedipurish Roshab Tamayim Misasom. So it's not per se a din in Sukkis. It's not the Sukkis is Man Simchaseinu, therefore they had this whole ceremony. If Sukkis has a Chiyuv of Nisuch HaMayim, Nisuch HaMayim is supposed to be done with a sense of celebration of Shabbat HaMayim is also. So there was a celebration of Nisuch HaMayim. It wasn't a din in Sukkis per se. You follow? And therefore it's not really. So then which came first? Well, Zman Simcha Seder then came later. I guess they picked that title since there was this great Simcha, the base of Mitzvah. It happened in Sukkis. So that's why it's Zman Simcha Seder. I think that for us it falls a little short because you would think that the title Zman Simcha Seder relates to something inherent in Sukkis. Right, the Yom Chag HaSukkos is as Zman Simchaseinu, to say that it's sort of, I don't want to say coincidental, it's not coincidental. Again, Sukkos is the time we judge regarding rain and regarding water. So there was a whole ceremony with water based on Tarsha Balpeh with a little remez, the words, letters, men, did men, fine, a little remez. But it's not a din in Sukkos according to this approach. Okay. However, Tosfos says a second thing besides Rashi. Again, this is a Tosfos back on Memchas on days. Tosfos says, after he quotes Rashi, he says, that's not what the Gemara was asking at all. When that Gemara asked Minohani Mili, I said before, a little vague, when that Gemara asked Minohani Mili, it wasn't asking, where did this whole Simcha come from? That wasn't a kasha. That's why Rashi learns, where did this whole Simcha with the trumpets? Also the second Torah says, which I will say, boy. How do you know that they had to get the water from the May Shiloh, from that spring, the Shiloh spring down, you know, from the bottom of the hill there. After all, there was water in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kior, where they were, you know, and then there were the places where they could be Tovel and so on. What have to go all the way down to the May Shiloh? And the answer is, Dichsiv Mimayne HaYeshua. The Pasuk, Ushavta Mayim V'Sosam, it's not the first half of the Pasuk that the Gemara is interested in, it's the second half of the Pasuk. Mimayne HaMayim is a spring, where the source of the water is an underground source. We have different types of water, right? Sometimes water, you know, is rainfall. Sometimes water has come from underground springs. Sometimes a combination, right? A maya in halachic literature has to do with, let's say, tahara. You know, we have a mikveh. What does a mikveh mean? Mikveh means a pool of gathered water, like we have in the pasuk in Bereishis. Pasuk in Bereishis, we read later in the week, right? Yikavu hamayim, the second day of creation. Yikavu hamayim, let all the waters gather. A mikveh, same word, yikavu mikveh, it means a gathered pool of water. That's not from an underground spring. Okay, our mikveh, we have a mikveh, it's rainwater that we gather into one place. Okay, that's a mikveh. A mayan is an underground spring. In certain areas of Tum and Tahara, you have to go into a mayan, not applicable today, but like a zav, what has to go into a mayan? Pesukim Torah, Chumash, Tazri Mitzorah says sometimes a mikveh, sometimes a yadid mayan. Anyway, according to the second day of Tosfos, what the Gemara was asking was not, no, how do you know you have this celebration? That wasn't the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, why didn't you take water that was available up near the Beit Tarnum and sink, or go to a well? Why do you have to go dafka to the Shiloh, which was a spring, an underground spring? Answer, Ushavta Mayim Misos Mimayane HaYeshua. You draw water, Mimayan, from this source, from an underground spring. In which case, the Gemara is not addressing at all the question of why they had this big simcha in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot. According to Tosfos, follow? According to the second Teretz, when Tosfos first quotes Rashi, then he gives the second Teretz, according to which the Gemara was not exploring the issue at all, which now gives us the right to ask, because the Gemara didn't ask it, so Taka, where does this whole Simcha come from? That may not have been the Gemara's Kasha, but we're allowed to ask it. So Taka, where did this whole Simcha with jumping and dancing and trumpets and music and singing, and the whole thing I read from that Sefer Seder Hayom, this wonderful celebration led by the Talmid Chachamim and the Chassidim and Anshei Maaseh, where does it come from? Where did they dream that up from? Again, if you hold like the first Teretz and Tosfos, like Rashi says, it's based on Shavta Mayim V'Sason. Sason means with rejoicing. Fine. But if you learn like the second day, that wasn't the Gemara's Kasha at all. It was asking a technical question. How do you know you can get the water? How do you know you have to get the water from a spring and not from here? Not from a different source of water. Shavta Mayim V'Sason. Mimayne HaYeshua. Fine. So then the Gemara never addressed the question of where does it come from? So where Taka does it come from? That's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, which has nothing to do per se with Sukkos. But Ushat Tamayim Besosol means when you draw water, do it with joy. So the Gemara, the way, the first way we learn, the way Rashi learns it, when do we draw water? That's on Sukkot. So how should it be done? Besosol. Right? That's the Makkah. But if you hold like the second day of Tosis, that's, the Gemara wasn't asking that question. What wasn't asking at all about the source for the Simcha when they danced and sang and played instruments at the Simcha space of Shalala? No, the Gemara was asking, how do you know that you have to use an underground spring for a source of water as opposed to some other source of water? And Shabta Mai Vishab Mimayane Hai. So when you draw the water, the word Sosa is in parentheses, that's not original. Mimayane has to be from Mayan. But now we can ask, according to Tosis, the second day of Tosis, so where does it come from? I mean, here we have Mishnayis, and Gemara goes on for 3 pages. You know, with what they did. And again, I read you a short summary of it, but it's in the Rambam, it's in the short, it's in the Gemara. So where does it come from, this whole ceremony? Where did they get it from? What's a marker to having this Simcha? Yeah. I don't know. Okay, possibly. Possibly, we'll see in a second. But even if it's not, what made them dream it up? I mean, we know, by other mitzvahs, we don't have such a, it's a nice mitzvah, this Nisan Hamayim, right? But the other mitzvahs, which were not accompanied by such a ceremony. So if you take a look at the Rambam, it's very interesting. I read you the Rambam's report from Hilchos Yontif, when we established that there is, in general, a din of Simcha, Mitzvah Simcha Yontif, all the holidays. But now the Rambam adds something. Parakhet of Hilchos Lulav. Shofar, Suk, and Lulav are together in one unit according to the Rambam's structure. So it's not that there are 8 chapters on Lulav itself. But anyway, Parakhet of Hilchos Lulav, Rambam writes in Halacha Yudbeis the following. Af-al-pi, Shekol ha-moados mitzvah l'sam l'sma b'hem. Even though there is a mitzvah to have simcha every yantif, like we explained earlier in Hilchos Yantif, Parakhet, Bechag ha-sukkas, on the yantif of sukkas, there was an excessive, an extra simcha in the mikdash on Sukkot. Shenema, not the pasuk chapter mind the sasam, but rather the pasuk I mentioned at the very beginning of Parshas Emor, the second half of the pasuk which talks about the Avraminim. Shenema usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim. The Rama is a pasuk in Chumash. Parashas Emor, Parakov Gimel Pasuk Mem. Again, the first part of the pasuk is more famous. It's Lekachtem Lachem, Bavrishon, creates all that accomplishes, right? Lulav Esrog, Adasim Aravis. And the second half of the pasuk says, Usmachtem Lifnei Shalkei Meshivas Yomim, you should rejoice for 7 days. The Rambam on this now, and the Rambam says, the Ketzel HaYosim, so how did they do this Simcha for 7 days? So he goes in and explains, Erev Yantav Rishon, everything I read you before, from the Sefer Seder Ayah, from the Sefer Mitzvah Shem. Right, Erev Yantav, they would set a special men and the women, and they would do it after the Talmud was brought in the afternoon, and then you'd give a Hechai Simcha, a Cholo Makim, and Nagin Mechino, and you play all these different instruments, everything that I read you before. Again, the Rambam says it clearly. Whoever knew how to sing would sing, whoever knew how to play an instrument would play an instrument, and they would be roped in, they would dance, and they and clapping and hopping, all these other different things they used to do. Okay? And he says also, mitzvah supposed to that, and it wasn't the Amaratim and so on, the Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael, the Rosh HaYeshivas, the Sanhedrin, the Chassidim, the Zkenim, the Anshei Maisa, hey, Yisrael, the Meraktim, the Mesapkin, the Menagdin, the Mesamchin, the Mikdash, Mechag HaSukkos. And other people would watch them and so on. So the Rambam clearly understands that the source for the Simcha of Simcha's Beis Rav, the Simcha of the Beis HaMikdash, was not Ushav Tamayim B'Sosom. He would probably have learned the Gemara, we don't know for sure, would learn the Gemara like the second opinion in Tosfos. The Gemara wasn't asking him to know how to mealy. Why never address that issue? When the Gemara said, but not immediately, they want to know, how do you have to use a spring source, Shiloh, as opposed to some other source of water. But according to the Rambam, the Gemara never addressed that issue of where is the source for this big simcha the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rambam tells you, I'll tell you the source. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim, and the Rambam understands that that's part of that obligation. Now, for the sake of complete, making a complete picture, the Mishnah in Sukkah mentions this pasuk with regard to the Arba Minim. The Mishnah says, and that Mem Aleph and Aleph in Sukkah. The Rishona originally, Hayalulav Nitab Mikdash Shiva of Medina Yom Echad. Originally, the lulav was taken in the base of the lulav. If lulav means the Arminim, all four, were taken in the base Hamikdash area, according to the Rambam, perhaps Yerushalayim as well, but certainly the base Hamikdash proper, all 7 days of Sukkot. But anywhere else, the Medina, anywhere else, Yom Echad, only 1 day. Okay, we didn't. You had a lulav esrog the first day of Sukkot. Period. As it says, "Lekachem lachem by Yom Harishon." There was no lulav esrog. The wet Sukkot was all week long. Sat the Sukkot was over. Sukkot station she was on. But lulav esrog only for just like on Pesach, matzah is only the first night. But no chiyuv to eat matzah the rest of the week. You can eat chametz, but you can eat potatoes and whatever else. You can eat potatoes, right? You don't eat kibbutz, right? Some potato products. But you don't have to eat matzah the whole week in Pesach. So two sukkahs, some take a little bit of that was, unless you're in the Beis HaMikdash. And Mishachor, Beis HaMikdash, then when the Beis is destroyed, so Hiskin, Yechem, and Zakkai, that we should take the lulav all 7 days, of every day also, as a Zechel of Mikdash. To remember these are the whole rest of the week, that's why certain disqualifications, but the whole rest of the week, you can use a borrowed lulav, first day you can, that's be wrong. But after that, certain disqualifications, lulav and esrog don't apply the whole week, because only drabbanan, they were lenient about certain things. Anyway, so we don't have time to read everything inside, but you look at the Rashi and so on, that the Mikdash with 7 days, how do you know that they took the Beis HaMikdash? Why would they take the lulav of the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days? Where does that come from? It says, Lekachem Lachem by Yom HaRishon. So just like, where do you get the idea that the Beis HaMikdash had to be different than everywhere else? Before Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Where do you get the idea? So Rashi explained that, word with me, but I'm not going to say sometime, the Torah's Kohanim in Parashas Emor, Perek Tezayin, halacha test, Rashi and the Gemara quotes it, Mem Alfred Alfred Sukkah. But Mikdash Shiva, Kedashina Bataras Khanim, the Smachtem Lifne Hashem, Shiva's Yamin, the Lobigulam Shiva's Yamin. Lifne Hashem, when are you Lifne Hashem? Usmachtem Lifne Hashem, where are you Lifne Hashem? In the Mikdash. That's when you're in God's presence. Usmachtem Lifne Hashem, Okechem, Shiva's Yamin. That was whatever the first part of the pasuk discussed. Lekachem lachem, priyetz hadar, etc. That's only by Yom HaRishon, that's everywhere else. But in the Mikdash, Shivas Yom. Shivas Yom. That's the makor. But what comes out is that according to the Rambam, he expands it. The Gemara says the Taurus Kahnim, it's a Bryson Taurus Kahnim. Taurus Kahnim is the Medrash Halacha of Sefer V'Yikra. So the Taurus Kahnim says, the Rashi here, and the Gemara quotes it, that Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yamin means what? Take the Arba Minim all 7 days of Sukkot in the Mikdash. Mikdash, again, may include Yerushalayim too, or at least old part of Yerushalayim, but not for right now. Not about focus. But had to do it all 7 days. Had to do it all 7 days. The Rambam says we also learn from that pasuk Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem that what the whole Simchas Beis Hashoeva, singing and dancing, that whole thing, the Rambam says, derives from that same pasuk. Now, according to the Rambam, then what comes for 30 seconds? What comes out is not like we said before. Before we said that the Simchas Beis Hashoeva was almost incidental to Sukkot in a way. It was really a din in Nisach Hamayim, Ushavtem Mayim Besasol. You have to do with Simcha and so on and so forth. It wasn't a din in Sukkot, but according to the Rambam, who again probably learns that Gemara on Memches, like the second day in Tosfos, according to the Rambam, this part of the Sukkot, it's a din in Sukkot, just like the Arba Minim is a din in Sukkot. In fact, with me, we'll look at it later, because it's a little later, the Sefer Emek Brach was written by Aryeh Zev Pomeranski, who was a Talmud of the Melville Salvation with Biskar Rav. So here's the Sefer, he has a little essay on Simchas Beis Hashoeva. So he writes like that, that in a certain sense, the Simchas Beis Hashoeva was an extension of the mitzvah of lulav, however he figures it out. But he said that's what the Rambam holds. But for our purpose, what I want to get out of it is that according to this approach, the din of Simcha, of the Simchas Beis Hashoeva, wasn't incidental. It's part of Sukkot. And that's why it's not Simcha said, not the other way around. It's inherent in Sukkot. They had this big celebration, Davka the Beis HaMikdash, because Sukkot has this din of Simcha. Usmachtem with, at least in the Beis HaMikdash, Usmachtem with Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yamin, yeah. Also says this, yeah. Right, yeah, there's a Milun in the end, and in the back, yeah. Right. What he's saying is the Rambam's placement is important. The Rambam put these dinim of Simchas Beis Hashoeva not in the dinim relating to the Beis HaMikdash, to the service of the Beis HaMikdash, with the laws of Karbanos. Okay? Ruchem Perlow wrote an encyclopedic work on a mitzvah, so he's expressing the same idea. I didn't bring it, but in the Milu, he has it in a couple places. But that's exactly correct. Because the Rambam put it in Hilchos Lulav, because it's an extension of the din of Lulav. But for, again, my point being here, and this is part of what he means for sure, the Emek Bracha means, that it's a din in Sukkot. It's not incidental. Yes, yeah, someone else. Yeah.
And then after like Simcha, so at the same point, don't we learn? You say we learn it after offer or don't.
No, so no, that's the point. So, but there is a chiyuv of simcha. But the Rambam's lashon was again, you have this chiyuv of, even though again, I'll read his language. He says, "Apa pishakolam all those mitzvos mokhem bechag sukkis ha'tzvikas yom simcha yisera." There was an excessive, an extra simcha. Sukkis had a leg up on everything else. Okay, why? Because usmachtam listen Hashem alkechem shivas yamim, which we're suggesting now is part of the inherent definition of sukkis. That, yeah. Well, that's where it would start, right? Because it wasn't. Right, that's a good point. It's a good point. So again, the celebrations they couldn't do, they wouldn't do on Yom Tov, not Doha, the Yom Tov, or Shabbos, because, you know, involved instruments and playing and the different things are appropriate to Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's a good hour. It's a good hour. It means the week. Right, right, I hear. So you'd have to say that the lulav they did even was on Shabbos. It's a good hour, yeah. Yeah, because all the gods, remember that, go learn from Samach of Chagecha, the Pasuk of A.
That's what's
common. Sukkot has this, exactly. The Samach of Chagecha was the Gemara Pesach of that Kuf Tess, the Rambam quoted also Chus Yantim. That was extended to all the other Talmud. But this special thing, which the Rambam says includes all the other Simcha, all this celebration and so on, is with the extra Sukkot, the Simcha Yisera. I just wanted to add, it's interesting, because, you know, it lays a couple of the points on the Gemara, but the lashon of Simcha Yisera, the Rambam has that lashon someplace else also. In Hilchos Chanukah, in Parag Gimel Halacha Vav, Halal, that's how I got into it. There, the Rambam mentions, you know, that we don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Ayat Yom Tov, why not? Oh, so the Gemara has an expression because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting with the books of the living, you know, Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meis, I'm going to sing Hallel. But the Rambam's Lashon is, and you can think I won't read inside, I'll save some time, the Rambam's Lashon is, they're not days of Simcha Yisera. Same expression, Simcha Yisera. We don't say Rosh Hashanah Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, it's not Simcha Yisera. Oh, so, I don't know if that was a hint, but the, okay. So the, I mentioned that point because according to the, we're going to suggest in one second, the part of the Simcha of Sukkot relates back to Yom Kippur. The fact that it was Kaparas Avonos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, so to speak, a new start. The Vilna Gaon has in his Siddur, an Atav Chartanu, we say every day, you know, we say every day of Yom Kippur, Atav Chartanu, Mikol Ami Mahato, Son of Ratzis Avonu. What's Ratzis Avonu mean? You want to, what does that mean exactly? So the Megon comments on Tzisa Banu, it's in our rough zone that after Kadosh Baruch was angry, he quotes a pasuk to prove it. It's like Ritzu, like appeasement, so to speak. We ingratiate ourselves in words of Kadosh Baruch. And he says, after the Chartanu, that's Pesach, that's when we were chosen by Kadosh Baruch, right? That's Yitzis Mitzrayim. Ahavta Osanu, that's Shavuos. And Tzisa Banu is Sukkos. Tzisa Banu is Sukkos. But because that's when we got Ritzu, that's when we came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, after Chet HaEgel and so on, yeah.
Ritzu always has two possible meanings. That's right. The second of the Halukos. Law of the Shoki Ish
Yirtze. Yeah.
Doesn't mean he doesn't want it.
Right, right.
He won't be satisfied.
Right, appeasing. He won't be appeased, yeah. Anyway, but Sukkot has this connection with Simcha Yisera, so you can think about that further. What I'm trying to say now, as I add on my own, so Amela, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misaken that we should have a zechet what they used in the Beis Hamikdash with lulav. That's why we take the lulav all week, like they use in the Beis Hamikdash. One could suggest that maybe also that we should also have a zechet, and that's why it's Zman Simcha Seinu to the Simcha Yisera. What do you have a Simcha space? A Shoevim and Shul and Yeshivim by the Chassidim or whatever. But whatever it is, there's this notion of Simcha Yisera that applies even today on Sukkot, at least to Rabbi Yes before, at least to Rabbanim. At least to Rabbanim. And I would just add, and I know it's late, and I apologize, but I would just add that if you look in the Gemara, it's very interesting. The Gemara adds that, you know, Shmini Atzeres, we also say Zman Simcha Seinu, right? Tomorrow night, and then throughout the next 2 days, we're going to say Zman Simcha Seinu, also the Kiddush and the Davening. Where's that? So the Gemara has a drasha, Ma'isa Ach Sameach. But Ach Sameach comes to include Leila Yom and Shmini Atzeres. Rashi seems to say only Laila, but we assume like the Rambam, like Tosafos, that the whole day of Shmini Atzeres is also a mitzvah simcha. Why? Why does that word come to include? Because the Gemara proposes maybe it should include the beginning of the holiday, the first night, because the first night there's no karbanas to eat. So there's no real meat. I said, but we said before, the meat of the karbanas. For the first night, you know, before Yantar, there's no karbanas. It's all a question about the karban shalom. We don't have time to go into it now, because they could have brought an Erev Yantar because you need it for 2 days. Fine. But the Gemara's conclusion is, no, you know why you have a special ribui? Because you marve the last night of Sukkot because it had simcha before it. Had simcha before it. So what? So what you see is that Shmini Atzeres is an extension of what? Of the simcha of Sukkot. So even though in some way Shmini Atzeres is a separate yontif, it's, you know, regular Natsu, it's a separate Shechiyonu, and so we make Shechiyonu tomorrow night. We end the Pesach, no more, no new Shechiyonu, last day's a Pesach. Last day's Sukkot Shechiyonu, there is Shechiyonu, it's a new yontif. But in terms of simcha, you see the Gemara is clearly, it's an extension of the simcha of Sukkot. So whatever simcha there was on Sukkot spills over, if you will, to Shmini Atzeres. So what we're saying is that also Shmini Atzeres, the simcha is part of the definition of the day. It's not incidental. They had the part. It's true they didn't have that whole ceremony on Shmini Atzeres. The whole Mishnah was only ceremony on Shmini Atzeres. But the conceptual idea that inherent to Sukkot, to Shmini Atzeres rather, is Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres is simcha. The whole idea that inherent to Sukkot is simcha. That applies to Shmini Atzeres also. I just finish off the Maariv's highest comment in the name of the Gra, and the Torah Tzmim in Parshas Bei says it also in the name of the Gra. It's a funny thing. It says, Vayisa Ach Sameach comes to include the last days of Sukkot. The word Ach usually comes to exclude. Call Achim Mirakim muting. So how do we say that we have a special word by Yisra, Ach Sameach, to come to tell that not only is there a chiyuv of Simcha on Sukkot per se, there's even a chiyuv of Simcha on addition as well. Shmini Atzeres, what do you mean addition? Ach means to eliminate, not to add. So the Gaon Kan Maariv's Chayes in Sukkot, Ahmed Dal quotes it, the Torah Tzvi quotes it there also, they both quote it from the Roman Gaon. So very sharp. He says, you know what, the Ach is Menayit? It does come to exclude. It comes to exclude Lulav, and it comes to exclude Esther, and it comes to exclude Sukkah, Kapanu with the Bracha. But he said, Ach Sameach, only one thing left, namely, Simcha. It is a meal. That Shmini Atzeres is only one thing left. It's Simcha. No more Lulav and Esther, no more, again, many people sit in the Sukkah without a Bracha. It's certainly not the midst of Sukkah, in the way it is on Sukkahs. But he said, Ach Sameach, it is a ribui. It comes to include that day of Simcha. And I'll just end by adding, that's probably why we have, by Minig Yisrael, it's only Minig, it's not even the Gemara, have associated Simchas Torah with the end of Sukkot, with Shmini Atzeres. It's not a coincidence. Take a look, it's in the Tav Reish Samach Tes in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah there. The very Lashon that the Rambam uses, that we read before, about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Metapchen and Merakdim and Farzim and Mechakren, you know. So first of all, the Rambam says in Al-Khatacha Tesva that should be your attitude towards mitzvahs in general. It's a beautiful Rambam. The very look of the last Rambam, Hilchos Lulav. Take a look at it in a free moment. Take 30 seconds to read it. It was beautiful. He said, look at the last Rambam. He says that should be your attitude to have Simcha, the mitzvahs in general. But that very Lashon that the Rambam uses is used by the Shulchan Aruch and the other poskim regarding Simchas Torah, that people jump and dance and sing, because that's our simcha. At the end of the day, what's it like we said in the Slichas, we said it on Yom Kippur, right? Ein Shir, Rakat Torah Hazos. What's left for us nowadays, no more Beis HaMikdash. It was all started with Lifnei Hashem. When do we Lifnei Hashem? We have Torah. So therefore, Minig Yisrael was Kaveya, that the simcha inherent in Sukkot, which extends to Simchas Torah, which is then to Shmini Atzeres, will be celebrated with a connection to Torah. That's when it's Lifnei Hashem. And that's after why the Sefer Torah is in the middle, we walk around the Sefer, Hinei Elokeinu Zeh, right, the Sefer Torah represents our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're dancing around our Kodesh Baruch Hu and so on, and that's our Simcha. So what we've suggested here is that the Simcha of Sukkot, at least according to one approach, is something that's inherent in Sukkot. It's Simcha Yisera, perhaps Simcha Yisera relating back to Kapparas Amonos and Kippur, but even without that, it's inherent to the days of Simcha Torah. It spills into Shmini Atzeres, right? And it's not accidental. It's the Klal Yisrael, the Daf, like the Rambam says, the Gedolei Torah, the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Yeshivas, that's who led the Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash. And we don't have any more, but we've incorporated Simchas Torah into Sukkot, into the end of Sukkot. That's the Simcha that's inherent in these days. Yeah. Right. It got combined. That's what it seems to be. Yeah. And it's because my point is, it's part of the definition, and that's why we call it Zman Simchasena. flower accent. Sukkos is Matzim Paseno. Shmiyat Teres remains Matzim Paseno. It's all part of it. It's all everything together. Lulav, right? The lulav called shiva. Everything comes wrapped in the whole package. All one big package of simcha, and that's why we refer to it as Matzim Paseno. Thank you for listening.